Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So if you are a parent that is dropping your kid off at school for the very first time today, your nerves are a little frailed right now, right? Pre-K, kindergarten, right?
Yeah, I'm teetering.
Teetering.
Yeah. We can tell.
Yeah.
There are some things that just hit you harder than you ever would have expected. And I don't want to say I'm having like a hard time with this, but if I'm being honest with myself, I guess I am. Like this is a milestone that is really just thrown me for a loop at how like emotional I am over it.
Well, sure. It is one of the first major ones for sure. Where you're turning your child over. You might have done that with babysitters before, or your parents, obviously. But now you're turning your kid over and you're not going to see them for a couple of hours and they're going into the education system. That's scary enough sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the way they're treating teachers. But, you know, it is a milestone and it's right in your face. And we are told time and time again, and we're going to be in a second here also, that you got to really embrace your moments with your kids, because at some point or another, life starts to get in the way and they're not in the center in front of you all the time anymore.
But see, what's crazy is he's been doing preschool for the past 3 years. So this isn't like a new concept to me. Yes, it's pre-K. Yes, it's a new school. Yes, he has a bigger backpack so he can fit his 3-ring binder in it. And it's just, it's like I blinked and all of a sudden we're here.
I was reminded yesterday, because Cassie's going through the same thing today that you're going through as well, that there was a poem that was written back in 1917. Do you know this poem?
Yes. And I saw it on the schedule and I'm like, you're evil. You are
it's
evil.
So beautifully written and it's so true. But it was written in 1917. So I'm wondering if we're just so cynical now that it doesn't have the same feeling. But it's so beautifully written and really does have a great way of emphasizing how a parent feels on a day. Because you've maybe this is it. Maybe what this is all about is that you sort of feel like a little bit of their innocence because they're going to be around kids for the first time and new experiences. Like this is the very first step in that they're just not going to be entirely innocent anymore. And that's maybe why this poem has been so impactful since 1917.
So the morning show I was on previously, Bob read this every single year for the start of school because he has two daughters.
Okay.
So, and they were school age when I was on the show. So, and that man could not get through it. He was always just a puddle of tears by the time he got to the end of that poem.
And I worked on a show called Kid Craddocks, and he read it every year because he has a daughter also. And every year, but it can be for a son as well. And he would break up in the middle of it every single year.
Uh-huh.
Every single year.
And that's what you're going to do now.
That's what I'm going to do now.
Because you're evil.
And I'm even bringing in the sensitive music.
Oh, this is sensitive.
Yeah. It's called I Trust You'll Treat Her Well, and it was written by Dan Valentine in 1917. And if you're a parent and you're dropping your kid off for the first time today, buckle in, all right? Dear world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy dress with two brown eyes and a happy laugh that ripples all day long. And a flash of light brown hair that bounces in the sun when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. She's slipping out of the backyard of my heart this morning and skipping off down the street to her first day of school. And never again will she be completely mine. prim and proud, she'll wave her young and independent hand this morning and say, goodbye, and walk with little lady steps to the schoolhouse. Now she'll learn to stand in lines and wait by the alphabet for her name to be called. She'll learn to tune her ears for the sounds of school bells and deadlines, and she'll learn to giggle and gossip and look at the ceiling in a disinterested way when the little boy across the aisle sticks out his tongue at her. And now she'll learn to be jealous. And now she'll learn how it is to feel hurt inside. And now she'll learn how not to cry. No longer will she have time to sit on the front porch on a summer day and watch an ant scurry across the crack in the sidewalk. Nor will she have time to pop out of bed with the dawn and kiss lilac blooms in the morning dew. No, now she'll worry about those important things like grades and which dress to wear and whose best friend is whose. And the magic of books and learning will replace the magic of her blocks and dolls. And now she'll find new heroes. For 5 full years now, I've been her sage and Santa Claus and pal and playmate and mother and friend. Now she'll learn to share her worship with her teachers, which is only right. But no longer will I be the smartest woman in the whole world. Today, when that school bell rings for the first time, she'll learn what it means to be a member of the group, with all its privileges and its disadvantages, too. She'll learn in that time that proper young ladies do not laugh out loud, or kiss dogs, or keep frogs in pickle jars in bedrooms, or even watch ants scurry across cracks in sidewalks in the summer. Today she'll learn for the first time that all who smile at her are not her friends. And I'll stand on the front porch and watch her start out on that long, lonely journey to becoming a woman. So world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy dress with 2 brown eyes and a flash of light brown hair that bounces in the sunlight when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well.
I hate you so much.
I think you're starting to get me, man.
I haven't read that one in a long time.
I hate you so much.
I gotta shake it off.
I've been here 14 years. 14 years. You've never read that poem until today, and I can't stand you right now.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
American Eagle is responding to that Sydney Sweeney Good Jeans controversy, which if you have somehow been able to avoid this controversy on the interweb. Basically, American Eagle did this ad campaign with actress Sydney Sweeney, and it's gotten people up in arms because they are tying the message of the ad to eugenics, essentially. The tagline is Sydney Sweeney has good jeans, which is a play on words because Sydney Sweeney, super hot, and she's also wearing jeans in the ad. So a lot of people saw that because she's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman and thought, oh my God, they're pushing Nazi propaganda on the American Eagle ad, jeans for teens, and basically saying that you only have good jeans if you look like Sydney Sweeney.
On all my years on this earth, mm-hmm. and there have been many, this, I gotta tell you, has been the most eye-rolling. This one, to me, is absolutely the most ridiculous, what I feel like manufactured controversy is also. And I'm so disappointed at people buying into it. Because it just is such an insult of intelligence that there are so few people that probably thought this, that it has become such a political nightmare.
It really has been. And I think it is kind of like this lightning rod moment of kind of like the Gen Z mentality of how they see everything. Like, it's sort of like everything you say has to go through like 1500 filters. And if you look at it from every single angle and every single context of every conversation, it has to fit in. And so it's like, what do you even put out into the world if you know it's going to be scrutinized on every single level? Like, let's be real. When American Eagle was putting out that ad, they were like, let's find a hot girl and say mm-hmm. she's got good jeans, yep. and then we're going to put her in some jeans. They didn't think about it that. And maybe they did. Maybe I'm falling victim to the American Eagle propaganda. This is what they wanted. But I think the more realistic option is the fact that American Eagle probably just wanted to put the one of the biggest faces in pop culture out in their ad.
There is a possibility, and maybe I am so cynical now, that American Eagle said, you know what? we will disguise this as a person that is really feeling a certain way about this ad, hoping that a sliver of people will take, that it'll take off and create some kind of political firestorm. I'm not totally convinced that they didn't do this themselves, hoping to get this reaction.
I mean, I know all publicity is good publicity. Like the amount of chatter that this has gotten and how much, I can't remember the last time I talked about American Eagle, right? Like it's, they have definitely been out there and gotten their PR's worth of notoriety. But in this instance, and again, all publicity is good publicity, Nazi propaganda, like, I don't really think I want to be attached to that, and my brand to be attached to that in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and based off the statement they put out, it doesn't seem like they want to be attached to it whatsoever. So they have put out an ad to explain how they've been feeling ever since this controversy came out. They released a statement that says, and I quote, "Sydney Sweeney has great genes," with a J, "genes, is and always was about the genes," genes with a J, "her jeans," with a J, "her story. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their American Eagle jeans with confidence their way. Great jeans," with a J, "look great on everyone."
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Do we think people are going to move past it now that they put out the statement?
No, like, it's not going to have anything. Do you think so?
Yes, because we live in such a fickle society, and not even tomorrow. Here in a couple of hours, there will be something else for people to be upset about.
If it is Nazi propaganda, it's really bad Nazi propaganda. Because when I saw it, I didn't think, wow, yeah, now I think everyone should have blonde hair and blue eyes. I was like, Sydney Sweeney again in another ad.
Yeah, the news cycle is so quick now. Yeah. It should be over, but you know, who knows?
Get it? The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm still compiling them, but I want to read you guys the DMs I got over the weekend for people that were so fired up for teachers. I don't think that people understood how much crap that some teachers get when they just put their clear my wish lists up online, or we help them out. I didn't know until a couple of days ago how much of an infraction that was for some counties. And oh my God, teachers are so angry. So I want to read some of those DMs in a little bit also.
Okay.
All right. First of all, before we get into helping a teacher, you know how I'm saying over and over and over these days, I feel like I am saying in my head, what the F is wrong with people? Every single day now, that phrase is in my head every day. And on Friday, it was because of this.
He eventually worked his way into the women's section, found a lone shopper, and started exhibiting some of the same behavior, getting close to her, uncomfortably close, crouching down as if he was trying to buy some or check something out or look at something.
So I've heard up to 20 women, you know, and what's happened to them, and they're all scared, and I know the feeling.
This dude is bending down at the racks when there are women on the other side of the racks. He bends down like he's looking at something, and then he sticks his nose in their butt.
He's a butt sniffer?
He is a butt sniffer.
He's a butt sniffer?
Okay.
Like a dog?
A chronic butt sniffer. Knowing that, listen to the audio again.
He eventually worked his way into the women's section, found a lone shopper, and started exhibiting some of the same behavior, getting close to her, uncomfortably close, crouching down as if he was trying to buy something or check something out or look at something.
So I've heard up to 20 women, you know, and what's happened to them. And they're all scared. And I know the feeling.
What is wrong with people?
I think this is insensitive of us. What if he identifies as a Doberman? You know what I mean?
Didn't think of that.
Yep. He could have been one of those situations you see it in movies and TV shows from time to time where like a little boy's lost in the woods and he's raised by wolves. Maybe that's the deal.
Yeah, that's probably it. That's probably his Mowgli. Yeah, that's probably it. All right, let's help out a teacher here.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fan help clear your wish list.
She's a single mom. She is working three jobs to survive. She is also a teacher, and she needs your help clearing her wish list.
Hello, my name is Shauna Wellman, and I'm interested in having you guys clear my wish list. I teach second grade at the International Charter School of Atlanta. I'm in need of many people to clear my list. I feel as though I give all of my extra money to my students and my classroom for all of their needs, and it would be a great help for me to provide them with more manipulatives, opportunities, flexible seating, and just areas for them to grow and learn in my classroom. I feel like I can never do that because I've run out of money each year. I'm a single mom. I work three jobs to be able to survive. And just every time I turn around, I have more money coming out of my pocket. Funding is cut, bills are going up, and it just seems like it's not enough. I would greatly appreciate any of you helping me clear my wish list. Thank you so much.
I'm looking at this wish list right now, and most of the items are like $12, $20-something. This one's a little bit more pricey at $71. But most of it really super doable, you guys. So she's much like most of the teachers that have hit us up. She's just trying to make ends meet in the real world, right? And she's got to spend all this money on decorations and school supplies for her kids. In cases, snacks also. So what we hope to do here is just clear that wish list. So if you can help out, please do so. We've got it up at theburtshow.com right now.
You're on The Burt Show.
I'm just really taking it all in right now as I look across the studio to Abby, youth group member, Mikey, taking it in eye to eye. Katie as well, smiling face. Jackson as well. And then there's Rebecca right to my left, just knowing that it's all about to change.
It was nice while it lasted.
Really enjoying the camaraderie and the good vibes in studio. And that is all about to change here. As much as I've tried to soften this bit and make it 2025, and as Abby said, bubble wrap this generation, make sure everybody's feelings aren't going to get hurt, I don't see how it's not possible. Jackson, what was your idea a few days ago?
Oh, boy. Like you said, we've had a good run as the youth group.
It's been fun.
I feel like our chemistry has been off the charts lately. We've been hanging out a lot. We've been having some good fun laughs. The live show went really well with the roast that we put together. We've been having a good time, and so I figured, why not just completely nuke all of that, all in one foul swoop? So because we got to get our licks in on the main cast with our roast, I figured maybe it's fair that we decide to go after each other. And so I paired everyone up into teams in the youth group, and we have all spent the weekend writing diss tracks for each other.
I really do like this new generation of content that we seem to be in right now, which is all circulating around bad ideas and embracing bad ideas. Putting us in situations that we know are going to end badly. For some reason, I'm scared by it, but I'm also invigorated by it.
Yeah, it's like watching a car crash. It's like, yeah, you can't turn away.
I can look myself in the mirror and say whatever happens here over the course of the next couple of days, I have done everything I can to warn you guys and soften this for each other. Now you're on your own.
Oh, boy. I think that is absolutely fair. And so here's how this is going to work. Over the next today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, we're each going to be sharing our diss tracks on each other. For making things fair, everybody's is already done. So nobody gets any extra time because you're going tomorrow or Wednesday. That doesn't give you any extra time to do stuff. Everyone was finished by yesterday.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, we got to cover our bases when it comes to rules and things like that.
So you guys are already proving that you think more about these bits than I ever have in 25 years. Good for you guys.
Yeah, we're trying to stay at least on top of it as much as we possibly can.
Good for you.
So up first today. today we have the diss track for Abby and Rebecca.
Abby and Rebecca! Boop, 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 boop!
Air horn sounds!
Do you want to give us some insight before we hear the diss track? Like what went into it? Behind the music.
A lot of blood, sweat. I want to say tears, but I was really happy making this.
Your tears will come.
Yeah, I'm perfectly ready to destroy some friendships on this fine, misty Monday morning.
Yes, Rebecca was the producer for this diss track. She found the beat. She said, Abby, I found the perfect track for us to be able to throw down our disses. She helped edit it, and I came up with a couple of one-liners.
Okay, you guys introduce it as you like. This is your floor.
Do we have a title for it?
We don't. It's just the Burt Show Youth Group diss track, I guess.
Real creative there.
Yeah.
This is the track that Rebecca and I made to shut all your egos down.
We're roasting everybody, but Mikey, take that fake southern accent out your mouth, you Johns Creek mother.
Anything shorter than Jackson is his attention span, so try and stick around till the end, big guy.
And Jackson challenging me to a diss track? Doesn't he know my tongue is dangerous?
Alpharetta cowboy, sit back down. Boots so clean, they squeak through the town. Chops tractors, but drives a Mazda. The cowboys laugh, go back to Atlanta. On the Burt Show, cause all the grannies swoon. They all want you in their craft room.
Messy Mikey, put down the Miller Lite. Your scrawny ass would lose to Morgan Wallen in a bar fight. I know your country, straight out the Avalon. You Johnny Cash wannabe, you look like someone's mom. Brokeback Mountain, your girlfriend is your beard. The day we shaved your hair, your head looked really weird. You've got a small willy, always on your mind. You sound like Billy Bob Thornton if he was deaf and blind. I know that it's. Your role model is Sling Blade. You look like Slender Man, and that is fact, not shade.
Katie pulls up in a U-Haul. Moves in day one, girls got no stall. Love Island's worst, yeah, that's her kin. Guess the bad blood runs within. A stepping mom, she gets no respect. The tweens treat her like a reject. Life's a mess, she's babysitting it.
Okay, Katie, now let's get information. On air, you're whispering, we need a translation. Upgrade you? You could never catch up. I know what you've been missing. I'll be the dad that stepped up. Forget it, work wife. I want a divorce. Your girl's a stallion. I giddy up on that horse. Working vacation hours to pay that child support. I'll give you some free advice. It's time to abort.
Amber's jobs, they don't make much sense. Stripper pirate and landlord's expense. Claim she's in the youth group still. Way too old to get that thrill. Knees crack loud when she kneels down. The youth group's lost their oldest clown.
Hey, Amber, why are you gay? Because let's be honest, been a minute since you got laid. I'll keep it straight for one of us. You're really old. Told you to act your age and in AARP you enrolled. I'm JK. Happy belated birthday, though. Turn 39 for the third year in a row. The first time you got catfished, I was in second grade. You're looking tired like Katie's poetic justice braids.
Hey, where you been? Heard he's out. Oh, wait again? He's out Monday and Friday, right? Guess it's wedding season every night. Half Korean and half asleep. He shows up to work like once a week. His pay's so low, it don't get taxed. But he travels like he's got stacks. It's cool, his girlfriend, yeah, she pays the rent. Drives her car and says, it's our Benz. Acts like being woke is in his jeans. Share who you voted for in 2016.
Jack Jackson, congrats on losing weight. That North Korean diet does a body great. You were a finance bro, cash flow, stacking presidents. Now I call you Jimmy Carter, making peanuts. Yeah, you got no sense. Your girl looked like Anne Hathaway in Les Mis. How did you bag a French hooker with zero riz? Elon Musk fanboy wants a cyber truck. Heard your girl is bi. Kate, call me if you want to. I know the rent is due. Skinny poor Korean, call him Kim Jong. Quit the show. We know you're not making it.
I'm Kate.
I'm Trent.
And we're both faking it.
Wow, a guest appearance.
We should never let white people rap on the show ever again.
I'm trying to take it all in here, and as I'm looking around the studio as it's playing, Rebecca has her face in her hands as though you weren't even disgusted with it.
The artist is their greatest critic.
I don't think that's going to be true.
Yeah, difficult to listen to. Yeah. But also,
that was a hard listen.
I'm proud of what we did. Shout out Trin and Kate for being our featured artists on this track.
Love that.
Couldn't
Mikey
have done it without you.
Thank you, Mikey and Jackson's girlfriends.
Trin immediately told me what was going on. Jackson's girlfriend kept it a secret, but immediately she's like, they're trying to get me.
I also heard about another guest that you weren't able to land, that was my mother.
I thought it'd be so fun if we had Jackson's mom, who's a big fan of the show. I was like, oh, we should have her do a verse or two rapping against her son. And so I DM her thinking this is going to be a slam dunk because she's always down to clown. I'm like, hey, I got a couple lines. You don't have to sing or anything. You just have to say a couple of things. She's like, yeah, no.
Stuck up for the family.
She texted me and was like, by the way, they reached out to me for this. And I thought it would have been honestly so funny, but I think she was feeling like insecure about doing like maybe kind of half singing something, so she was like, yeah, my allegiances are
that didn't stop these two.
No. No, it didn't.
All right, so are you guys more confident in your diss tracks after listening to the first one?
Or yes! Way more confident. That was absolutely terrible. I was like, horrible listen.
Find the beat.
I feel so much better.
My favorite part was when the song went off.
I think that was a rhetorical question. All right, so who goes tomorrow?
I think that's going to be Mikey and I for tomorrow.
Now you're volunteering. What? You're like, yeah.
No. We discussed this.
Okay.
In the group chat.
Okay. You want the second spot?
That's what it was supposed to be. Why are you trying to rearrange this, Mr. Kim?
You're right. So I think maybe there should be a play for potentially having two or something because Rebecca's not going to be here on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we definitely need to see everyone's reactions. For all of them.
So they're going tomorrow?
Yes.
So you want to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Katie going tomorrow.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, I got a question for you guys. And I don't know if it applies to a whole bunch of you, but I got into a situation this weekend, and it's the first time that this has ever happened to me. And I was sort of flashing back to everybody that was complaining that when they went out to Vegas and they spent all their money on a plane ticket, they got themselves a hotel, and it was, what was the artist that bailed on them last minute?
Adele. Yeah, Adele. And I think Kelly Clarkson canceled on two shows recently. Right. Yeah.
So I'm curious if you guys ever went on one of these trips, and it doesn't have to be even be a concert that you went for, but you spent a whole bunch of money, whole bunch of time, ended up getting, and it got canceled or something went wrong and it was a complete waste of money. Now, I have to give you our local number here because we usually do the national number, but we're having problems with that line this morning. So if you want to get in on this, 404-741-0997. And I'm sort of conflicted even relaying this because Bristol Motor Speedway helped out Burt's Big Adventure so much with one of our kids, and they have been so good to us over the years also. So I feel loyal to them being loyal to us, but also I feel like I need to be a little bit real on what the experience was like at Bristol this weekend for all the Braves fans that went up and to Bristol to see this first Major League Baseball game in a Motor Speedway, and all the Reds fans that came also, they showed out. It was about a 50-50 show on the streets. And I was trying to wonder why, because I was thinking, man, Braves fans are, I mean, it's the Braves. Mm-hmm. Of course they're going to be more loyal. This is going to be an 80% stadium filled with Braves fans. But it's like equidistance between Cincinnati and Bristol as it is Atlanta and Bristol.
Oh.
So you had the same amount of people.
How big is a speedway? Like compared to a baseball stadium, is this like double the size? Is this a football stadium?
Well, it's not so much. Is it bigger? I mean, as far as like actual square footage, I'm not sure. But seating wise, it's crazy big. I mean, crazy big. Speedways will hold over 100,000 people. There's no baseball stadium that holds that.
Wow.
So going into the weekend, Bristol was trying to break the record and did break the record for most tickets sold for a baseball game in a stadium. I think there's supposed to be anywhere between 85 and 80,000 people up in Bristol Motor Speedway. Which is a historic speedway. When it comes to NASCAR, which I'm not all that into, it's a even I know that one. I know Daytona, I know Bristol, and I don't pretty much know any of the others. So they had this really ambitious idea to go and do a baseball game there. And they, man, only because I have friends that work there, I feel so bad on the Bristol side just because I know how much work, how much money, the logistics, the science. They had to completely change everything in the stadium to make it a baseball stadium, and it looked fantastic. It looked really, really great. When you walked in there, man, it was bigger than life. But reconfiguring an entire speedway and making it a baseball stadium is going to have its problems, right? Well, they had it all worked out, right? And the one thing that they couldn't control was the rain, man. And it wasn't drizzling. It was pouring at Bristol this weekend. I mean, pouring. So everybody that drove up and drove down from Ohio was stuck in this downpour. I mean, It never stopped. It broke for like 15 minutes and they tried to start the game. And I was there, and as a guy that's a baseball fan, they were playing in like pools of water. I was looking down at it going, the players must be so angry, because I think Bristol is trying, and Major League Baseball is trying to get it started. They're trying so hard, but it was just too much. And by the end of the day, there were so many complaints that they ran out of food. There wasn't the proper transportation to get to Bristol, back to people's Airbnbs or the hotels. And I've seen a lot of the complaints online. I can tell you from my standpoint, I was out there soaking wet. I mean, it was coming down. I was there with one of my best friends, though. So I was having a really great time, and I didn't feel the concession thing, because I got there early enough to where we got our beers, we got our food early. When it started to rain, it rained on us hard, and then we just walked underneath the bleachers and we were kind of dry from it. But and then I'll be totally honest with you, after about an hour of it raining, because I know people at Bristol, they had texted me and said, hey, a lot of people didn't show up to the suite, do you want to come up? And we're like, do I want to come up? Of course I want to come up. So a lot of the stuff that I saw online, I personally didn't experience because I was already up in the warmth of a suite, right? But I did see people walking from Bristol to their Airbnbs or walking to transportation. And it's being painted online in a way that I quite frankly didn't see it that way. But it might have been because I was up, you know, in a VIP box. But there's no, and I almost, I just feel bad for everybody involved because so many people. I think the weekend was going to cost me $2,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And by the time the first pitch started, my tickets that I got, and I've told you guys before, I'll spend extra for memories. So the tickets that I got were $500. And about 15 minutes before first pitch, I was just really curious how much they were going for. $66.
Are you kidding?
$66, man. So, Tim McGraw went on stage, but then I was there to kind of see Pitbull also, because you know, you guys know I'm basic and I love Pitbull. He did one song.
What song?
I don't even recall. It might have been Fireball, I think. I'm not sure.
I was about to say, he's got to knock it out of the park.
It was one song, but I was in line for concession. So I was getting ready to like go out there and see him. But I don't know if it was the timing was just bad. Everything was running late, or if it was the actual storms. But people that went up there to see the concert also were upset. So it was just kind of a nightmare for a lot of people that went up there and spent all that money and took their kids up there. Mm-hmm. And they did end up playing the game the next day, but it was only about a quarter full. So it could have been a really historic event, and it's just so disappointing for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the only way they really could have saved it if Tim McGraw and Pitbull decided to do some kind of last-minute collab, honestly.
Seriously, that's it,
man. They should have taken advantage of it. They had the time. They had people's attention span. They bought the tickets. They're at the Motor Speedway.
So I don't know if they're going to try it again or not. It really was just like, sincerely, I know this is no pun, it was like the perfect storm, you know, it was a mess, and they couldn't control that. And so when everybody went underneath the grandstands also, of course, you want to drink, you want to eat, but they probably hadn't predicted for that, so they didn't have enough food or drink for all of those people doing nothing except eating and drinking.
Did your hot dog have a bun?
My hot dog didn't have a bun.
Did your nachos have cheese?
I didn't get nachos.
Okay, well, the bunless hot dog, that's all I took away from it.
Is
that's
that right?
Good. Yeah.
It was kind of a bummer,
yeah,
for sure. So for everybody that went up there, really, really sorry for you guys, man. I feel bad for Bristol also. That was a lot of money spent, man.
Yeah, they tried their best, but maybe it'll be better next year.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we only have a couple of minutes. I don't think they'll be doing it next year, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, it takes like a year and a half.
See you in 2030.
Maybe. If ever again. All right, Mikey, the device of the summer that is really stupid for you.
This might be the worst invention ever, I think. This is a terrible idea. I'm sure you guys have seen it by now. So as you know, I do promotions around the station. So we had I went out to a concert at Ameris the other day.
Oh, wait, were we at the same concert on Saturday?
No, this was last weekend.
Oh, okay.
But the thing I saw everybody coming in with, because I was in before the gates opened, and then once those gates opened, like it's that calm panic of people not trying to make a big deal about it, but trying to rush to a good spot in the lawn. Everyone had these things around their neck, and I was like, "What is that? It looks foolish." That was my first take. Finally, like someone with it came over to our tent and started talking to me. Turns out it's a neck that goes around. It's a fan that goes around your neck. It's a neck that goes around your fan.
It's a neck fan?
It's a neck fan. Have you seen these neck fans?
No.
I have, yeah. But only online. I haven't seen them out in the wild.
Oh, they brought them all out.
I'm Googling this.
They look terrible. See, here's the thing. I don't think headphones look good at all, especially when they're around your neck. These look like headphones for around your neck.
That's exactly what they look like. It's kind of giving like Bluetooth to where they kind of wrap around.
Yeah. Exactly. Terrible design. They look like they're from the 70s. They should collapse too. Why are people buying this? If you saw this on Shark Tank, wouldn't they like kick the guy off?
Here's the thing. I have lost so much money over the years by people asking me to invest in stuff like this, and I've said no, and it takes off. Mm-hmm. So who knows,
but
man.
But listen, 3 months, you're never going to see another one of these on Earth. It's all going to be in landfills. I promise you that. Just hold me to my word.
I think you're probably right.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, marriage tips that aren't quite contemporary.
You know, I'm really trying to prepare myself for finding Mr. Right. And I think when you need to take advice or when you take advice from people, you should, you know, really look at all different sources, really diversify the advice that you're getting. And so, of course, when I was on Instagram and a post from an account called @thehistory.source posted this newspaper clipping about marriage tips from 1913. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Okay,
let me learn what I should do and not do when the time finally comes when I lock Mr. Right down.
Hold on one second there. We have to break. We have to pivot here for just 1 second. We will get to this in a little bit.
No, let Abby go ahead and finish
her story. No, no way. I'm going at you when you're the most raw. So Kristen has been out of the studio for the last hour for good reason.
Jimmy started freaking.
She swam in here through her pool of tears.
And you couldn't, of course, you didn't want to miss that. So yeah, you took the last hour off.
He looks so tiny with his big backpack walking into his class. I didn't cry at the school.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I'm crying now.
You didn't cry in the car on the way there, back?
I was focused. Well, one, on the way back, I was listening to that diss track or whatever that was.
Yeah, I was crying for different reasons.
I know. What was your impression?
I'll save that for later.
Yeah.
So I get there, and of course I get there first, and I'm waiting at the front of the school for my husband and Jimmy to arrive. Again, today's the first day of pre-K. Now, he was in a preschool. I mean, he did a toddler class, a two-year-old class, a three-year-old class. But now we're at like an actual elementary school, right, for pre-K. So it's a switch in school. And it's a big change. It's exciting, but it's a big change. So I'm sitting there at the front and all these parents are coming in. Our neighbors like walked out because their son is starting second grade. And I'm like, hey, guys. And they're like, hey, is he here yet? And I'm like, no, he's about to... And then I see him from across the parking lot. And, dad's got the school supplies and he's got like that giant dinosaur backpack on. And he sees me and he just puts his arms wide open and he runs across the parking lot to give me a hug. I'm such a mess. I'm such a dork. And so we walk into the school hand in hand and he's being timid, but he's pretty chill. You know what I mean? Like he's not freaking out, nothing like that.
And the environment is different here than it has been because now they're all lining up, or what's different for him?
Well, what's different, it's a brand new school. Like this is an elementary school. Like they have pre-K through second grade. So everything's just bigger. Before he was at a church and doing preschool at a church where he had 7 kids in his class. This year he's got 20 kids in his class. You know what I mean? So everything's just bigger. And so we're walking down the hallway and, you know, you have the first grade hallway, the second grade hallway, the kindergarten hallway, and the pre-K hallway. So we're walking down the pre-K hallway. His class is at the very end, right? And so, you know, he's holding my hand and we're walking down the hallway. And then we get to the door. Why am I like this? And we walk in and everybody's sitting down at their little desk and they're coloring and I tried to get a picture with the teacher, but he was being, he's being a little bit shy, which he is out the gate. But then this sweet little girl comes over and she's like, I'll take a picture. So I had to do like a selfie style photo with me, his teacher, Jimmy, and then this rando girl that I've never met.
We can Photoshop her out. We'll figure it out.
She was very sweet. And I'm like, everybody say first day. And she's like, first day. And so we sit down. And I go, hey, so what did you think of all your stuffies lined up on the stairs to wish you well? Mama, I did not like my stuffies on the stairs.
And like, you were just trying to do this just to get them in the mood, get them ready, get them enthusiastic.
Right. And so I get them situated and now I'm just, you know, now I'm just standing there and I'm like, all right, we need to leave. Like, I need to leave. And you don't want to make it because he was kind of holding onto my arm a little bit and not wanting to let go of my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, no, you are brave. I am brave.
You're not. You're not brave. He's brave. You're not.
Again, I did not cry. Mama kept it together. Mama kept it together. And so then Bart and I, we walk out of the classroom. And I try not to make eye contact with him because we made eye contact. Like, I didn't want him to get upset or anything, but he didn't. He was just sitting there at his desk with what's going to be his new friends in his new classroom. And so we walk down the hallway and we walk out. And I kept it together. And I kept it together in the car on the way here. And then I got in here. And now it's just like...
It's the first time you could talk about it.
Oh, my God. It's just a dump. And, like, my mama heart... Like, I've been going through so many emotions. Because it's, like, it's so layered. And, like, oh, man, I'm so grateful. And, you know, because we tried so hard for Jimmy. And we got Jimmy. So to be able to experience these milestones that we didn't know if we were going to get is just, you know, it's not lost on me. Like, even when I was at Target doing the back-to-school shopping, And I'm looking at his school list, right? And I'm looking and I'm like, how awesome I get to do this.
Yeah.
Like, and this is, you know, everybody's experiences are relevant. And, you know, for others, it could be a headache, especially if you have multiples. I can only imagine the amount of lists and stuff. But as I was going through and I was looking for the right crayons and looking for the right markers and like glue sticks and pencils. And I'm like, we get to do this. Like, this is really like we wished for this. And now it's happening. So I think that's overwhelming. And it's so cliche. Everybody says the days are long, but the years are short. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like I blinked and all of a sudden I got this little boy who's now in pre-K wearing a backpack that's twice as big as him.
And that'll happen to you another 50 times, man.
Oh,
with
I know.
With every milestone, you say the exact same thing. Like, here I am, I'm bringing my kid to college on Saturday and I'm saying the same thing. And I've said it 1,000 times between when Jimmy went to school and now that he's going to school, you know?
It's just, it's so crazy because it's like, it's all of the feels and it's big feelings. We talk about having big feelings and I'm sad, but I'm happy. And, you know, it's bittersweet. Like, I'm so glad we get to experience this and I can't wait to send the photos that Bart got of him holding up his first day of school sign. But there's also some important people here that aren't able to be a part of that. So there's that layer of it and just seeing my baby boy just grow up right before my eyes. And again, that level of gratitude and appreciation that we get to experience this. None of it, absolutely none of it is lost on me. So for all those moms and dads and parents come in all different shapes and sizes. So for all of you that have a little one starting school, whether it's pre-K first or maybe they're a senior in high school, man, my heart goes out to you. Like it's incredible to bear witness to them growing up. But it's also hard to let go of those past phases.
Sure. All right, let's try this here also. So you're not Kristen anymore, okay?
Uh-huh.
You are Bart, and you are sitting behind that microphone.
Yeah.
And you just came back from the same experience that you had, and now I'm asking Bart, hey, man, how did it go?
I almost had to say, I need to put my earbuds in, but they're already in.
Okay. Okay, so you're Bart.
I'm Bart.
Hey, dude, how did it go?
Good. Yeah, it was good.
I mean, did he say... Did he look back at you and did he say goodbye? I mean, what was it like going in and was he sitting there hanging with his friends?
Yeah, no, he's going to be good.
And when you left the school, mm-hmm. how did you feel? Well, before you left, how did you feel? And how do you feel about it now, dropping him off for the very first time?
Yeah, you know, it was a little crazy this morning. You know, you got a new schedule that we got to work with. But, we, you know, we got out of the house on time and we got there. And, yeah, he's going to be good.
And you sound like Belichick.
Well, yes.
Press conference. Yes.
Vardacek. He is. That's a great name for him. He is. It's Vardacek.
I had to pass him off to the to the teacher.
Yeah.
You know, we almost fumbled.
Yeah.
Thank God we had an interception from the hand sanitizer. He had a boogie on it. Yeah.
I am referring to him as Vardacek from now on, man.
Yeah. No. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're just trying to take one game at a time. One day at a time. We got the crayons. We got the crayons in the backpack, and we were happy today. We're just going to take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vardacek.
This is The Bert Show.